Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this morning we're going to go over to Johnson Memorial Health Services. And we're going to talk with Anna Lewis. Anna is a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner. Did I say that right, Anna?
You did great, Paul. Thank you.
Sometimes these titles got long titles behind their name.
I know. It's tricky.
Well, the reason that we have Anna on, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we want to bring awareness to the mental health situation, right, Anna?
Yes, exactly. It's an important month to recognize mental health, and as well as all year long.
That's right. Before we start talking about that, why don't you just introduce yourself to us a little bit, your family, your education and stuff, Anna, and how long you've been at Johnson Memorial Health Services.
Yeah, thank you. So, Anna Lewis, I am, like Paul said, psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, and I have been here at Johnson Memorial since August, completed my education last summer through Walden University, reside in Granite Falls with my husband and three young kids, so they keep us busy. And
wow, okay. Yeah, three young kids, that'll keep you hopping.
It sure does, but fun, wouldn't have it any other way.
Okay. All right, well, what's the... I guess when I think of mental health, there's always a stigma to mental health, isn't there, Anna?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what we continue to try and break that stigma, and I think it's important to understand that mental health is a part of our overall well-being, mm-hmm. and just as important as physical health. And I don't know that people understand, sometimes we get physical symptoms related to our mental health. Things such as that chest pain, the body aches, fatigue, heart palpitations can all be those physical symptoms but related to mental health that we may not recognize.
Mm-hmm. I did a little research before we went on the air, and I found out that May Mental Health Awareness has been going on since 1949, and that was the main issue, is to decrease the stigma of mental health. What are some of those stigmas, Anna?
I think some of the stigmas is, you know, that people might think you're different because you're depressed, or you've got mental illnesses can go from depression to anxiety to even the bipolar and the more serious schizophrenia. And it's always been such a secretive thing, but I think it's so important that we know that, I mean, 1 in 4 people are affected by mental illness every year. And that's definitely increased recently with the COVID-19, has had an impact on all of us. And that fear of asking for help, I think, goes into that stigma. Is we need to know that it's okay to ask for help, and mm-hmm. we truly aren't alone. And well, the next person might be experiencing the same thing or similar.
Why don't people reach out? Why don't people reach out for help? What are some of the reasons, Anna?
Yeah, I think they're scared to reach out for help, scared to admit maybe they've got some weaknesses. I think our society sometimes tells us we have to go and be strong and make do and look okay all on the outside. And often we get that in our head that we got to just keep going, and it's at the end of the day we have to take care of ourselves so that we can continue to go, continue to help others. You know, if I'm not taking care of myself, I'm not going to be of service to the next person or to my family.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to know that we have to put ourselves first at some point to ask for that help, whatever that the symptoms you're experiencing, and there are a wide variety of them.
Mm-hmm. Talk about, since the pandemic, talk about children and their mental health. How important is that, or how can we help children or with their mental
yeah.
health issues?
Right. Yeah, COVID-19 has definitely made a significant impact on all of us, but has significantly caused an increase in mental health with children and adolescents. There's actually been a 31% increase in mental health-related ER visits for children and adolescents, and I think part of that was that isolation and not getting to have that social interaction with others, and just not being able to do their normal,
mm-hmm.
and not knowing, you know, as children and adolescents, they're trying to learn and grow socially, and without being able to do so, it caused a significant increase in their mental health, you know, the depression and anxiety has significantly increased for that population.
I saw a television report this past week. I think the boy was a fifth grader, and you know, he had suicidal thoughts because he was so isolated from his friends during the pandemic. Thankfully for his mother, he got him help. So that's important to talk about. And that's what struck me about this fifth grade boy, is he talked about it with his parents. And that's important.
Yes, it is important. I think it's important to talk to our children. If you have children, or you work in the community with children, however that may be, it is a real thing, that suicidal thoughts are a real thing. Not be ashamed to ask for help, because we are here to help you. And, you know, that's what Lisa and I do here, to help those children and adolescents as far as therapy, medication. There's, you know, several different resources we have here at Johnson Memorial. But continuing to talk about it with our children is so important.
Right. One of the most common mental health issues that you see, Anna?
What's the most common?
Yeah, what's the most common mental issues that you see?
Yeah, I would definitely say the depression and anxiety has been the most common, and especially recently, even in that children and adolescent age group, in college age kids having been impacted, you know, not having their normal senior year, again, to that social aspect, because that's a big part of that age group, is being able to have that social out. I've just seen a significant increase in that.
Right. So depression and anxiety, you say. Mm-hmm. Talk about those two issues. How do you know you're depressed, or how do you know you have anxiety?
Right. So depression, and I kind of spoke to that earlier, those physical symptoms, is some of that is that fatigue, the lack of motivation, a sad mood, having crying spells, or feeling more irritable, easily upset, especially in the children and adolescent group. If they're more irritable, that can be that sign of depression. Just not wanting to get up and do anything. Maybe sometimes it's, you know, they're sleeping too much. Sometimes they can't sleep at all. It affects your appetite. I mean, it really can affect all of your body systems, both anxiety and depression. And to speak to the anxiety, that's more that heart racing or feeling restless, not being able to, you know, sit still or relax. Sometimes you can have that chest pain, that heart palpitation with anxiety.
Right. And, you know, in today's world, you know, you have medication that can take care of most of that, right?
Absolutely. There's a variety of medications available, and being able to determine which symptoms are most affecting you, and that trying to find that best medication to fit that. And there is great research showing, you know, the medication will help, but it is the combination of therapy and medication that will give you the best benefit. And learning some self-care techniques within that.
Right, right. Well, Anna, anything else you'd like to add about May is Mental Health Awareness Month?
Yeah, keep talking about it. Don't be afraid to ask for help. We're here to help you here at Johnson Memorial. Like I said, Lisa and I are here. We can see patients in person and telemed. Give us a call anytime at 320-769-4323.
All right, Anna, thank you so much. It was very informational, very interesting. I find mental health an interesting subject, I think.
Yeah, there's a wide variety to it, and it is affects all of us, really.
Right. And for your own mental health, my doctors say, you know, go for a walk, get outside as much as you can, and you know, there's a lot to it, the spiritual aspect to it as well, right?
Absolutely. I can agree more.
Okay. Good.
You got it, Paul.
All right. Thank you. I got it down. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Anna, for your time today, and I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again sometime.
Thank you, Paul. Yes, sounds great. Have a great day.
That's Anna Lewis, a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner at Johnson Memorial Health Services, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.